As you may be aware, the AU Peace and Security Council gave a deadline of 2 months to the parties, Sudan and South Sudan, to conclude their talks on their post-secession relations. The deadline was endorsed by the United Nations Security Council, and it expired on the 2nd of August. Over the past few weeks, we have made the panel, thanks to the efforts of the panel, substantive progress has been made on the issue of oil. An agreement was reached. An agreement was also reached regarding humanitarian access to South Kordofan and Blue Nile, which are two states situated within Sudan. Some progress has also been made on the issue of the borders, with the parties accepting to establish a panel to advise them on the way forward. And equally important is the fact that along their common border, you no longer have fighting, and tension between the two countries has significantly reduced. Having said that, we have not been able, or the parties rather, have not been able to agree on a number of other critical issues in their post-secession relations. And in view of this, the AU Peace and Security Council has requested the panel to continue its facilitation role to help the parties agree on the outstanding issues, be it IBE, border security, and to report to it by the 22nd of September.
What deadline did the AU give to these two parties to resolve all these differences, apart from the previously agreed outstanding issues?
Well, now the negotiations will resume before the end of the month of August, and the AU panel is expected to submit its report by the 22nd of September. In the month, means from 22nd August to 22 September, a number of steps are contemplated. One, of course, is the resumption of talks between the parties, including a summit between President Bashir and President Salva Kiir Mayardit to resolve any outstanding issue. Our hope is that, of course, by the deadline of 22 September, the parties would have reached an agreement on all the outstanding issues.
So far, is the AU pleased with the success of the talks between the two parties, looking at the fact that you had the backing of the UN Security Council to put pressure on them to resolve the outstanding issues?
Well, the reality is that we have made progress, significant progress, and I think the agreement on oil is particularly important for the economic well-being of the two countries. It also helps build confidence and facilitate the search for a solution to the outstanding issues. The agreement on humanitarian access in southern Kordofan and Blue Nile is also important. And as I indicated earlier, the fact that fighting has stopped along the common border is, of course, a significant achievement. But we do also acknowledge that there are a number of other issues that still need to be resolved. So I would say we have not achieved all the objectives that were set initially, but significant progress has been made, and it is our hope that in the months to come, we should be able to resolve the outstanding issues.
Did both sides give their word that they're going to cease all forms of supported confrontations that nearly engulfed them in another round of war?
Yeah, indeed. They agreed, in fact, when they all conveyed their acceptance of the AU roadmap, which was adopted on 24th of April.